愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习喜乐的人生。
Now, this morning, I'd like to share with you this topic, a joyful life.
我们大家都很喜欢过得很喜乐。
Every one of us would like to live a joyful life.
这是我们人生努力的目标。
And this is one of the goals in which we strive for in life.
当我们过得很喜乐，我们就觉得很幸福。
And when we live a joyful life, we feel we are blessed.
喜乐的心是良药。
A joyful heart is like medicine.
但是心灵忧伤，骨头都会枯干。
But a sorrowful heart will dry the bones.
喜乐是对我们生活一个非常重要追求的目标。
And so to have a joyful life is a very important goal for us to pursue.
但是当我们进到信仰里面来看喜乐。
But when we approach this from the angle of our faith,
我们发现我们有不同喜乐的原因。
We realize that there are different reasons in which we are joyful.
甚至我们可以说，如果信仰生活不喜乐，这个信仰是有一点问题。
And even to the point in which we can analyze and say, if there is no joy in our faith, then there is a problem.
因为神是喜乐的来源。
Because God is the source of all joy.
如果我们跟神非常的亲近，生活应该是很喜乐。
If we are close to God, then our life is to be joyful.
那我们从腓立比书来看，这个题目。
And so let us study this from the book of Philippians.
我们看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians, chapter 1.
第一章的第三节
，Chapter One, Verse Three。
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。第四节
，Four。
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。在这个地方啊，保罗提到他对腓立比教会的感受。
Here, Paul reflects about his feeling for the members in Philippi.
腓立比教会是保罗。在宣道旅程，神借着他开拓的一间教会。
And church in Philippi was one of the churches established by Paul in one of his missionary trips.
它是欧洲建立的第一间教会。
It was the first church established in the area of Europe.
在使徒行传十六章很清楚，圣灵带领他去建立这一间教会。
And it was very clearly stated in Acts chapter 16 how the Holy Spirit guided Paul to establish this church.
腓立比教会的第一个种子吕迪亚是一个非常有信心、有爱心的妇人。
And the first seed established in this church was Lydia, who was full of faith.
所以神借着她建立一个非常成熟、非常长进的教会。
And so God helped him establish a very mature, a very prosperous church.
因此保罗在这里说他每一次想到腓立比教会他就很感谢神。
And so Paul here writes and says, every time I think of the church, I am very joyful.
他每一次为他们祷告是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
为什么会这样感觉？
How come Paul have this kind of feeling?
我们看第八节。
Let's look into verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
保罗在写腓立比书已经是他宣道的末期。
And when Paul was preaching to Philippians, it was toward the end of his missionary trip.
写腓立比书是他宣道的末期。
And this is toward the end when he wrote this letter.
但是他对腓立比教会那种属灵的感情没有减少。
But we see that his spiritual feeling for the church in Philippians has not decreased.
因为他有基督的心肠。
Because he has the heart of Christ.
所以他切切想念他们众人。
And so he greatly always longed for the brothers and sisters.
那保罗，我们如果想哦，保罗没有在服侍神。
And if you think about it, Paul did not serve God.
他也没有宣道旅程。
And he did not preach.
Yeah. 那这个腓立比教会给他的喜乐就没有了。
If he had not done all this, then there would be no joy from the church at Philippi.
所以腓立比教会，这是从保罗从他服事中所领受神给他一个赏赐。
And so the joy he experienced from Philippians is one of the reward in which he has from preaching and serving God.
如果我们要过喜乐的生活，第一点就是要过服事的生活。
And so the first point to have a joyful life is to have a life of servitude.
主耶稣问彼得一个问题三次，你爱我吗？
Jesus once asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
他说，你牧养我的羊。
And Jesus said, "You must shepherd my sheep, my flock."
牧养神的羊，这是相当辛苦的。
To shepherd the Lord's sheep is very laborsome.
因为要把它从小带到长大。
To bring this sheep from young to old.
一个人受洗，这是出生的婴孩。
And so when one is newly baptized in spirit, he is an infant.
那要带领他到长大成熟。这是一段辛苦的过程。
And to nurture them from that stage of infancy until maturity is a very hard process.
每一个人都知道当父母很辛苦。
Everyone knows to be a parent is very difficult.
但是还是很多人勇敢生很多孩子。
But there are still many brave people willing to have children and to bring them up. Why?
因为小孩子是父母喜乐的来源。
Because children is the source of their joy.
在属灵上也是这样。
And so likewise is in spirit.
当我们在参与教会的服事。
When we participate in the holy work.
我们用爱心去传福音。
And we use our love to preach unto others.
我们用爱心去带领一个人信主。
We use our love to lead others unto Christ.
那从慕道开始带到他自己可以独立成熟大概两年到三年的时间。
And so to lead them from a true seeker until a maturity in which they can be more independent in their belief is about 2 to 3 years.
但是当我们用爱心去付出的时候
，But when we really pour out our dedication, our love,
我们在属灵上好像在当父母。
And then in spirit, we are like a parent to them.
他的成长就是我们的喜乐。
Their growth is also our joy.
所以我们有时候看到父母在谈论什么。
And so sometimes when you listen to the conversation of a parent,
谈论小孩子开始会笑。
And they would talk about how joyful it is to see their child smile.
谈论小孩子开始长牙齿。
How they begin to grow teeth.
谈论小孩子开始会爬。
How they start to crawl.
每一个成长都有着新的表现。
And so every developmental stage, there is a growth.
那这个新的表现就是父母的满足。
And this new growth, this manifestation, will give joy to the parents.
所以当我们在服事，在带领人来信主。
And so in our service, when we lead others unto Christ,
我们看到一个人得圣灵，我们非常的感谢。
When you see one receive the Holy Spirit, you are filled with joy.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们看到他得到神的恩典，我们对他有爱，我们就会为他感
觉
得很喜乐。
Because you see the blessing of God upon them, you feel the joy of God, and then you will feel joyful.
那我们看他开始懂得感谢神。
And when we see that they begin to be thankful,
那我们就是很满足。
And then we also feel satisfied.
因为会感谢神，就是表示他有感受到神的爱。
Because if they know how to be thankful, then they must have experienced the love of God in their life.
那有一天我们看他懂得开始服事神。
And so one day if we see them understand how to serve God,
在牺牲，在奉献。
In their sacrifice, in their offering.
我们就知道他的信仰在成熟。
And we will come to understand their faith is continuously growing.
那这个就是父母的一个喜乐。
And this is the joy of being a parent.
就是我们做圣工的一个喜乐。
And this is also the joy of doing holy work.
那有一天我们带领人受洗了。
And so one day the person you preach to come to believe and baptize.
我们是非常的喜乐。
Will you not be very joyful?
因为救一个人灵魂，它的价值超过赚得全世界。
Because saving a soul is more precious than anything else in the world.
我们做了一件非常有意义的事。
You have done a very meaningful thing in life.
不但神会纪念我们。
Not only will it be remembered by God.
我们带领来信主的一生一世都会感谢我。
But then the one we brought into Christ will be thankful throughout their life.
因为通过我们的带领，他认识了耶稣，他得到了永生，他享受神丰盛的恩典。
Because through us, they have come to know God, to come to church, and to come to receive this salvation.
所以我们要怎么能够有喜乐？
And so how do we obtain this joy?
就是要积极的参与 教会的圣工。
And it is to proactively participate in church work.
那我们的喜乐就会满足。
And then your joy will be satisfied.
那我们现在看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我们所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，十三节。
13.
以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军跟其余人中，已经证明是为基督的缘故。十四节。
14.
并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。那我们再看，十八节。
Jump to verse 18.
这有何妨？或是假意，或真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。这里保罗在提到服事的另外一种喜乐。
Here Paul describes another area of being joyful in his servitude.
其实，在十二节，保罗在提到他为着传福音被下到监牢里面。
In verse 12, for the sake of the gospel, Paul was cast into prison.
那一个人传福音被下到监牢里面，一般人一定会可能会怀疑神的爱。
And normally, if a person for preaching the gospel was thrown into a prison, they will probably have doubt in their faith.
我在服侍神传福音，为什么主耶稣没有保护我？我反而被下到监牢。
How come I'm so zealous for the Lord and I preach His words, and yet He did not protect me and put me in a situation like this?
但是保罗他有属灵的智慧，能够看清楚神允许这件事情发生，到底要成就什么。
But Paul has a spiritual wisdom, and so he has his patience to wait for to see what is the will of God in all this.
所以在十二节他十三节他就讲，他被下到监牢以后，感动了很多其他的同工。
And so from verse 12 and verse 13, he says he noticed that after he was put into prison, that it has moved a lot of his fellow brethren in preaching the gospel.
所以十四节。
14.
在主里的弟兄多半因我困受的缘故，就越发放胆传承的道，无所惧怕。
That most of the brethren in the Lord, having been confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
所以走在第一的人常常是牺牲最大的。
And so one who walked ahead usually is the one who sacrificed the most.
但是走在第一的人他看到后面很多人受到鼓励，努力的牺牲奉献。
But the one who is forefront, if he looks back and notices the people behind him are being encouraged and have the strength.
努力地投入圣工发展。
And because everyone contributed and the holy work began to prosper.
这个就是走在第一的人的一个赏赐。
And so this becomes a blessing, a reward to the one who is at the forefront.
也就是他的投入是有价值，有意义。
And that is his investment has been valuable.
我们现在看《使徒行传》的第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
第五章四十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱的。
So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were accounted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这个地方在讲彼得这些使徒啊，离开公会，心里很高兴。
Here it describes Peter and the apostles, when they left, they were filled with joy.
那公会是什么地方？
Where is the presence of the council?
我们如果看前面一段，他们在公会受到逼迫。
And if you look ahead, before this verse, the council was a place in which they were persecuted.
四十节，他把他们打了，要吩咐他可以不可以奉主耶稣的传道，就把他们释放了。
In verse 40, it says they were beaten, and then they were commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus.
但是对彼得来讲，他觉得很高兴。
But for Peter, he felt he was so joyful.
因为算是配为这个名受辱的。
Because he felt that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for Jesus' name.
主耶稣这个名是荣耀的。
That the name of Jesus is so glorious.
是超乎万名之上的名。
It is a name above all names.
是神的名。
It is the name of God.
所以神如果看重我们，要我们来服侍他，为他牺牲奉献，这是 我们的恩典。
And so if God deemed it worthy for us to preach his name and to suffer for his name, how wonderful and blessing it is.
彼得想到他的受苦是有意义的。
And so Peter realized that his suffering has a meaning.
那这个就是他喜乐的来源。
And so this becomes the source of his joy.
所以有时候我们常常觉得什么事情都不要做，然后物质生活很丰富来享受，这是快乐。
And so many times we have this thought in our mind that let us not do any work, but let us just enjoy life, live well, and then I will be joyful.
事实上，如果我们用头脑来想
，But if you use your mind to process,
每天过得很舒服，没有做什么，这样的人生有什么意义
？If you live a luxurious life and not need to lift a finger, or to work, what is the purpose of your life?
这样的人生有什么价值
？What is the value of your life at that moment?
所以虽然肉体过得很快乐
，Even though you live a very comfortable and luxurious physical life,
当我用头脑一想的时候，头脑烦恼就来了。
But then if you use your brain to think, you will start to have worries.
因为你找不到意义，找不到价值。
Because you will not feel any feeling of worth.
但反过来，我们投在神的事情上。
But if you turn it around and you invest yourself into the things of God,
那我们就觉得说我们活得很有价值。
Then you will realize that I live a very meaningful life.
人生很有意义。
That life is full of purpose.
那这种感觉就是喜乐的来源。
And this kind of feeling is the beginning of your joy.
有时候虽然很生活很有一点辛苦，这个就是一种安慰。
Although sometimes we live a difficult or a hard physical life, but this becomes our comfort.
所以喜乐不一定指着肉体不要受苦。
And so to be joyful does not necessarily mean that you will not suffer physically.
如果肉体受苦来成就神的工作，这是喜乐的来源。
But then if you suffer physically for the sake of God's kingdom, this is the beginning of your joy.
所以喜乐是从服事来的。
And so joy comes through service.
那因为保罗有在服事神。
But because Paul served God,
所以他的人生充满着盼望。
So in his life, he is filled with hope.
那这个盼望带给他喜乐。
And this hope brought him joy.
我们知道，我们来看同样第一章《腓立比书》。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 1, verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离开世界与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
保罗说他在两难之间。
Paul says he was hard pressed between the two.
哪两难?
Between what two?
到底死好还是活好?
Is it better to live or is it better to die?
这个对我们来讲啊，我们没有两难啊。
Actually, for us, this is not even a question.
每一个人都要活着。
Every one of us want to be alive.
谁要死?
Who wants to choose death?
那为什么保罗觉得两难?
But why is Paul being hard pressed in this two?
因为他觉得如果现在离开世界，我就与基督同在。
Because he felt that if he died at that moment, he will be in paradise with Christ.
所以他是有盼望的。
And so he is one with hope.
与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
To be with Christ is better than anything else.
他到过第三层天。
He has seen third heaven.
比起第三层天，地上的好都是粪土。
And so comparing to third heaven, everything on earth seems as though it is nothing in his eyes.
我们抓住地上的好不放，是因为我们没有看过天国的好。
We hold on to things of this earth because we have not yet seen what is above.
如果我们看过天国的好，地上的好就是粪土。
But if you have seen the goodness in heaven, then everything in this world will seem as filth.
要放掉就很简单。
Then it will be easy for you to let go.
所以保罗他觉得，如果现在离开世界，跟主在一起同在，那是好的无比。
So Paul acknowledged that it is so much more wonderful if today he can die and be with Christ.
所以有时候我们在想啊，如果今天我死了。
And so if we think this about ourselves, if we die today,
我站在神的面前。
If I stand before the presence of God,
是神要称赞我，给我荣耀，还是我要感觉到我很亏欠？
Will it be that God will recognize us and praise us, and reward us?
这个是很重要的问题。
This is an important question.
那保罗这么投入的做工
，and so Paul invested so much of himself into the holy work.
他很相信在神面前神称赞他
，and so he firmly believed that if he see God at that moment, that God will praise him.
冠冕为他存留
，that the glorious crown will be awaiting for him.
所以死对他来讲是一种喜乐
，so death for Paul it was joyful.
是好的无比的。
It is nothing that can be compared.
因为他有在服侍神。
Because he has been serving God.
所以他人生有盼望。
And so he has hope in his life.
他可以向神交账。
And he can be, have a clear conscience before God.
那活着也不错。
And to live is also good.
25节。
Verse 25.
我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，此与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with all with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
所以保罗觉得，如果我活着能够帮助别人信仰进步、喜乐增加。
And so Paul said, if I live today and help my brethren grow in their faith and be joyful in their faith, this is also good.
所以他变成他的存在对别人很有价值。
He felt that in his existence, it will be, he will bring a meaning and value onto other people's life.
那这个存在就是我们喜乐的来源。
And then this kind of existence is also the beginning of our source of our joy.
所以在腓立比书的第一章就是提到喜乐要从服事来。
And so Philippians chapter 1, it tells us that joy comes through service.
我们在服事当中与神同工。
That in our service that we work together side by side with God.
我们在服事当中看到神的工作。
In our service that we see the handiwork and the work of God.
我们在服事当中找到人生存的意义跟价值。
In our service we understand the meaning and the purpose of our life.
这个就是我们的喜乐。
And this will become our joy.
这是基督徒的喜乐。
This is the joy of a Christian.
那我们再看第二章。
Let's look into chapter 2.
第二章的第一节
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心里有什么慈悲怜悯你们就要意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念使我的喜乐可以满足
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy,Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
这个从第一节到第二节是讲基督徒之间的互动关系。
And from verse 1 and verse 2, it says, as a Christian, this kind of relationship.
所以在基督有什么劝勉？劝勉就是一个人对另外一个人的劝勉。
What is the consolation in Christ? It is the consolation one gives to another.
爱心也是一个人对另外一个人的付出。
The comfort of love is one love in which one love one another.
那圣灵的交通就是我们的感受跟别人的感受互相分享。
The fellowship of the Spirit is that we share with others our spiritual experience.
这就是团契。
And this is fellowship.
那保罗说这样我的喜乐就可以满足。
And he said, by doing all these, it fulfilled my joy.
所以我们在信仰生活要喜乐，需要有团契。
And so to have, to be joyful in our life, we need to have fellowship.
我们先来看约翰一书第一章。
Turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。第四节
，Verse 4。
我将这个话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。请读。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. 4. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
第四节说，我将这个话写给你，让你的喜乐可以充足。
It says, we write these to you that your joy may be full.
什么是充足？
What does it mean to be full?
充足就是百分之百的满足。
It means 100% of 100.
喜乐可以完全的满足。
To have this joy, 100% of this joy.
那怎么做呢？
And how do we do it?
就是第三节。
Verse 3.
那这个第三节就在讲两种团契。
In verse 3, it tells us two types of fellowship.
我们是跟父并他的儿子耶稣基督有团契的。
It says, we have our fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
这是第一个团契。
This is the first kind of fellowship.
那第二个团契。
The second kind of fellowship.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。是，你们跟我们有团契。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us.
那这个看见、听见是什么？
And so to see and heard, to be seen and heard, what is this?
就是第一节。
Verse 1.
从起初原有生命之道，我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon.
生命是无形的。
无形的。
生命是看不见的。
Life cannot be seen.
道也是看不见的。
Word cannot be seen.
那为什么生命之道是听得见、看得见、摸得到？
So why is it Paul here, John here says that this word of life, can be seen, can be heard, can be touched.
第二节说，这个生命已经显现出来，就是耶稣道成肉身。
And then verse 2 it says, this life was manifested, that is Lord Jesus Christ came upon this world.
那对这些使徒来讲，他们跟随在主耶稣的旁边。
And so for these apostles who were alongside with Jesus in his missionary trip, they have heard constantly the words from Jesus. And so Jesus said, I am the word of life. And this is a powerful truth. I am the word, I am the life, the truth, and the way. The life is in me and resurrection is in me. How can they forget such powerful words?
他们看到主耶稣行神迹,
and so when they see the miracles performed by Jesus,
把鬼赶出去,
and he cast out Satan and the evil spirits,
叫死人复活,
and he resurrected the dead,
叫瞎子看见,
and the blind can see,
叫风海平静,
and the stormy sea can become calm.
主耶稣大有荣耀, 大有能力。
And so Lord Jesus was filled with power, filled with glory. They have seen and witnessed this with their eyes. And so at the mountain transfiguration, they saw how Jesus transformed. And so what they have seen, what they have experienced, they have spoken of it. And so this is the fellowship that they have.
那因为这样团契，所以指我们的信仰能够活泼起来。
And because of this fellowship, that their faith can be more alive.
那这就是喜乐的来源。
And this is also the beginning of joy.
所以今天我们教会如果要喜乐，我们要参与教会的团契。
And so today, if we want joy in our church, we must participate in fellowship.
那团契跟社交不一样。
And fellowship is different than just have a kind of social activity.
社交是以人为中心的。
Social activity is based on your man himself.
那社交常常是互相比较，互相夸耀。
But so that each one can be mutually benefited.
这是社交。
This is social activities.
但是团契不一样。
But fellowship is different.
团契是以主耶稣基督为中心的。
Fellowship is an activity in which Lord Jesus is the center, is in the midst.
团契是有生命的。
And so fellowship has life.
团契是有神的爱在里面。
Fellowship has the love of Christ.
团契是有造就性的。
Fellowship has a way to mutually encourage one another.
团契能够满足我们的心。
Fellowship can fulfill the emptiness of your hearts.
所以我们的教会的方向要带往团契。
And so the direction of our church must go toward that of fellowship.
好，我们现在回来看腓立比书的第二章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
你们要以基督的心为心，第六节。
6.
他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，第七节。
7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
8.
既有人的样式，就存心卑微，顺服，以至于死。这个地方讲要以基督的心为心。
Here it says we must imitate the heart of Christ.
这样才能够团契。
And then we will have be able to fellowship.
那这个基督的心是什么？
So what does it mean to have the mind of Christ?
如果从第六节、第七节看。
From verse 6 and verse 7.
他是神。
He is God.
他成为人。
He became man.
他成为仆人。
He became a servant.
他成为罪人。
And he became a sinner.
这个就是往下降。
He keep on going down and lower and lower.
我们每一个人都不一样。
Every one of us is different.
在社会上都不一样。
In social, in our society, we are all different.
但是当我们来到教会，要成为一个家庭。
But when we come to church and to become a family,
这个不一样，有时候会变成一种阻碍。
This kind of difference sometimes becomes a hindrance.
但是这个不一样，没有办法改变。
But this difference cannot be changed.
那怎么办？
And so what are we to do?
我们每一个人的心里的最深处， 需要一样。
Then that means in from the depth of our heart, we must have something that is alike.
怎么样一样
？How is it to be alike？
就是大家要跟主耶稣一样往下降。
And that every one of us is to be like Christ is that we are to lower ourselves.
降到我们像仆人一样，愿意为别人洗脚。
Lower ourselves to be like that of bond servant, in which we are willing to serve one another.
降到好像主耶稣一样，愿意为别人牺牲。
And that to lower ourselves to be like Christ, to willing to sacrifice for others.
那当我们有基督这样的心的时候，这个团契就是属灵的。
And when we have such kind of heart of Christ, and then this fellowship becomes spiritual.
那这个团契就会有主耶稣的同在。
And then this fellowship will have the abidance of Jesus.
因为我们愿意像主耶稣一样往下降。
Because we are willing to become like Christ and to lower ourselves.
那这个心一旦有一种基督的样式。
And so once his heart becomes like that of Christ,
那团契的障碍就可以拿掉。
And then this hindrance to the fellowship can be removed.
什么是障碍？
What kind of hindrance?
第三节。
Verse 3.
腓立比书二章三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存谦卑的心，个人看自己比别人强，个人不要单顾自己，要顾别人的事。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
如果我们看我们刚刚读的这几节，这个都会阻碍我们在一起有喜乐。
If we look at these few verses we've read, these can all be our hindrance to become joyful.
结党
Divisions.
贪图虚浮的荣耀
And to pursue for vainglory.
或者说看自己比别人强
Or to esteem ourselves better than others.
或者专顾自己
Or only to be selfish.
那如果我们带这样的心态来到教会，就没有团契，就没有喜乐。
If we bring this kind of spirit or attitude into the church, then we will not be able to have this fellowship.
但是当大家以基督的心为心
But if everyone looks for the heart of Christ,
那这就是团契的开始。
This is the beginning of our fellowship.
所以我们要有喜乐，需要在教会有团契。
And so to have joy, we must have fellowship in the church.
这是保罗在腓立比书第二章所提到的。
And this is what Paul mentions in Philippians chapter 2.
我们看第三章。
Let's look into chapter 3.
第三章保罗提到成长的喜乐。
Chapter 3, Paul mentions about the joy that comes through our growth.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第九节
Verse 9
并且得以在他面前不是有因为自己律法而得义乃又因为信耶稣得来的义第十节
10
使我认识耶稣基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得与他一同受苦效法他的死或者我也可以从死里复活十二节
11-12
这不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了，乃是竭力的追求，或许我可以得着基督，所以得着我的。十三节。
13.
我不是以为自己已经得着，乃是只有一件事情，就是忘记背后，努力前面。十三节。要得着。
14.
向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面照我得来的赏赐。请读。
Verse 12 to verse 14. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus have also laid hold of me. 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14.I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
在这里我们可以看到保罗的人生有一个标杆。
We see that in Paul's life that he has a goal.
有一个目标。
He has a direction.
其实保罗在腓立比书灵性已经相当好。
Actually, Paul, when he wrote the book of Philippians, he has a very strong faith.
他已经超越患难。
He has already transcended above his sufferings.
在患难会感谢。
And in his sufferings, he's able to give thanks.
他已经超越生死。
He is able to transcend the fear of death. He is even willing to die at the moment. He has transcended above the world. Because the world to him seems as dirt.
但是他说,
but then he says, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But there is one thing I do that I must continue to go forward. He has a goal.
到最后他要得着基督。
And at the end, he shall obtain Christ.
这是他喜乐的来源。
And this is the source of his joy.
我们一个人, 常常会听到人在, 埋怨或者讲他的苦情。
Oftentimes in our conversation, we can hear other people's complaints.
那我们就知道说, 诶, 他最近可能遇到困难, 环境有改变。
Then we probably know that they have probably encountered some difficult situation in their personal life.
所以一个人的心情, 藉着他的言语的表达, 常常会反映他环境的改变。
And so one can reveal his heart through his conversation and the changes in his surroundings.
但是我们万万想不到, 当我们在读腓立比书的时候, 这是保罗在监牢里面写的。
But it is unthinkable for us when we read the book of Philippians that Paul was actually was in prison.
他被关到监牢里面。
He was bounded in chains and in prison.
甚至死亡好像阴影笼罩着。
Even though death is like knocking at his doorstep,
但是他能够过得很喜乐。
But he can still live a very joyful life.
那个原因在哪里？
And what is the reason behind it?
那个原因就是因为基督在他里面活着。
That reason is because Christ lives within him.
他的肉体是在监牢里面。
His physical body was confined in the prison.
但是他的心已经跟神同在。
But in his heart, he is already connected with God.
神就是他喜乐的来源。
That God is the source of his joy.
神就是他力量的来源。
And that God is the source of his strength.
神就是他的盼望。
And God is his hope.
当一个人的信仰达到这个情况。
And so when one have attained this level in his faith,
环境怎么改变, 我们都很喜乐。
No matter how much your environment may change, you can still be strong.
这个就是我们的追求。
And this is also what we pursue for.
所以我们信耶稣, 我们的目标跟拜偶像不一样。
And so when we believe in Christ, our goal is different than when we worship idols.
一般人拜偶像离不了什么, 发财保平安。
Most of the time, people worship idols is that they want protection and they want to be wealthy.
就是因为这样拜偶像。
And because of these main two reasons, they worship idols.
如果这个偶像不能发财, 不能保平安, 换掉, 丢掉, 再换另外一尊。
If this idol does not give me protection and does not give me wealth, then let me throw it away and change to a different idol.
他是要利用偶像来达到自己的目标。
They worship idol in order to try to use that idol to achieve their purpose.
但是今天我们信耶稣不是这样。
But today we come to believe in Christ, it is different.
我们信耶稣最后的目标就是得着主耶稣。
For us to believe in Christ, our main purpose and our destination is that we are to obtain Christ.
当我们得着了主耶稣,
when we have obtained Christ,
环境怎么改变,
then no matter what our surrounding may change,
我们的心跟主耶稣在一起,
that our heart is connected with God,
是平安的,
it is joy,
是喜乐的,
it is peaceful.
哦, 这个就是我们的追求。
And this is our pursuit. 哦,
当我们有这样的追求, 我们的喜乐就会增加。
And when we have this kind of pursuit, you will realize your joy will increase.
那第四章,
Verse 4, chapter 4,
保罗再提到另外一个喜乐的来源,
that Paul described another source of joy.
啊, 我们来看第四章,
chapter 4,
第十节,
Verse 10.
我是告主大大喜乐, 因为你们思念我们的心族今天有发生, 你们向来就是思念我, 只是没有机会。 十一节,
11.
我不是因为缺乏说这个话, 我无论在什么境况都可以知足, 这是神给我学会的。 十二节,
12.
我知道怎样处卑贱, 也知道怎样处丰富, 或饱足, 或饥饿, 或缺乏, 随时随在, 我都得了秘诀。 十三节,
13.
我靠那给我力量的, 凡事都能做。 这个地方保罗在讲, 什么情况都可以知足。
Here Paul described in whatever state he is, he can be content.
这就是喜乐的来源。
This is the source of joy.
什么情况都可以知足。
In whatever state we are, we can be content.
我们只看到整个社会的潮流。
If we look at the trend of society,
似乎人如果要快乐, 一定要拥有什么。
And that is, if one needs to is to be happy, what must he have?
而且拥有更多，拥有更新，你才有更大的快乐。
And that is, you must have more and more, and to have things that are newer and newer, then you will be happy.
但是事实上，当我们拥有更多的时候
，But the truth, the fact is, when we have more and more,
这个更多常常是我们的捆绑。
That these more and more things in our life becomes our chains.
差不多在两个月前
2 months ago.
有一个人写一篇文章在《New York Times》发表。
That there was a person who wrote an article in New York Times。
他曾经在网络时代发大财。
He once was gotten wealthy during the dot-com era。
所以他买了一个差不多4000尺的房子。
And so he bought a 4,000 square foot house。
里面装饰装得非常好。
And he decorated the house with the newest things。
后来他就发现这是一个累赘。这是一个负担。
And then he realized that it became a burden.
你要去吸地板。
He needs to clean the carpet constantly.
要整理。
He needs to clean the house.
所以后来他就把它换掉，他搬到东部就换掉。
And so he changed it when he moved to East Coast.
换成一个 apartment, 大概2000尺。
He moved it to changed into an apartment that's about 2,000 square foot.
他是发现他得到很大的自由。
And then he realized he obtained a lot of freedom.
后来他又搬到西雅图。
And then he moved to Seattle.
他换到一个房间不到1000尺。
He moved to a room that is studio that is no more than 1,000 square foot.
他说他真的得到自由。
And then he say he really have received freedom.
我从那看到，我又发现这个人没有信仰。
And I read this article, I realize this person have no faith.
一个没有信仰的人都有这样的感觉。
That this person does not have this, any faith, but he can have this kind of reflection.
当一个人拥有越少的时候，是他越自由的时候。
That when he have less, that he is at liberty.
三部车子，三个烦恼。
Three cars, you have three more worries.
两部车子，两部烦恼。
If you have two cars, you have two worries.
一部车子，一个烦恼。
That if you have one car, you have one worry.
倒是多的比较烦恼，还是少的比较烦恼。
So is it more have give you more worries or less?
所以一个人如果真的要喜乐
，And so if one is to be truly joyful，
我们的欲望要往下降
，We need to go downward。
非常事实就是，每一次到非洲回来，我们你睡什么环境，吃什么都很满足。
Actually, the fact is, every time I come back from Africa, whatever bed I sleep on, whatever food I eat, I am very content.
因为如果非洲可以过，美国哪里有地方像非洲
？Because if I can live through Africa, then what？No matter where I am in the 50 states of the United States, nothing compares to it.
每一天都很感谢神。
Every day I am content.
这就是喜乐。
And this is joyful.
所以生活水准要往下降。
And so to the standard of our life, we need to go downward.
有衣有食就要知足。
That whatever we have, we are to be content and satisfied.
不然间我们变成很喜乐的。
Then you will be happy.
因为达到这个标准不是很困难。
Because to obtain this goal, it is not very difficult.
但是社会的潮流就是要跟让我们跟别人比，总是觉得不够。
But the trend of our society is that we must compete among our peers and to have this competition among others.
我就是要赶得上人，我才有面子，我才有光彩。
I need to compare myself with other people. That I need to save face. That I need to be respected among my peers.
这个是世俗的。
This is worldly.
这种观念不应该在一个有信仰的人心中。
This kind of thought should not be a part of your spiritual life.
那这样我们才能够在主里面随时随在都满足。
Then you will be always happy in your faith with Christ.
那每一天我们都过得很喜乐。
And that every day you can live a joyful life.
因为我们的欲望不多。
Because you don't expect too much.
所以很容易满足。
You can be easily satisfied.
很容易喜乐。
And be easily joyful.
所以信仰是我们喜乐的原因。
And so faith is the reason of our joy.
因为信仰把我们的生活从世俗的价值观、世俗的情态带到另外一个层面。
It is our faith that transforms our mindset from that of worldly matters into that of the spiritual.
进到神里面的信仰。
To enter into a faith with God.
那就是喜乐的来源。
And this is the source of our joy.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
130首。
130。Joy to the world, the Lord is. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，结束我们早上的聚会。
Now I'd like to kneel down and pray and conclude our morning service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down and pray.